We wish to convey our profound thanks to all the panelists, and to also thank you very much and congratulate you, in fact, on your re-elections yesterday. We assure you of our continued support. I wish to make these very brief remarks in my national capacity. My delegation recognizes the historical injustices and human rights violations that have been inflicted on racial and ethnic groups and individual and indigenous peoples throughout history. We acknowledge that these communities have often been excluded from the full enjoyment of their human rights as enshrined in the UDHR. Sierra Leone recognizes the significant contribution of the DDPA to the strengthening of the UDHR in a number of ways, and we wish to highlight some of these very significant ways which we recognize the DDPA have contributed to strengthening the UDHR. We note that the DDPA goes beyond the UDHR by specifically addressing contemporary forms of discrimination, including racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. It recognizes that these forms of discrimination continue to affect millions of people worldwide and calls for the elimination of such practice. We recognize that the DDPA reaffirms the principles of equality and non-discrimination at the core of the UDHR. It emphasizes that all individuals, regardless of their racial or ethnic background, are entitled to the same human rights and fundamental principles. We would like to stress that the DDPA encourages states to take measures to ensure that their legal, policy, and institutional frameworks are inclusive and protect the rights of all individuals, especially those who have been historically discriminated against. This reinforces the universality of human rights by underlining that no one should be left behind. I would like to pose a question to Mr. Taran, given his enormous experience in dealing with racial issues and given his interactions as well on racial matters, including his academic credentials on dealing with issues like this. What other concrete steps should states take in the fight against racism and other forms of discrimination in the light of the Irish example, as indicated by you, Mr. Taran? Thank you very much.